This is 180 Degree Topic with Don and Renee Wooster.
Welcome to 180. Today's topic, hot spots. Hot spots are areas of friction. Things are rubbing. Hot spots start off in a relationship and they're not critical. They're not absolutely have to stop and tend to them. They're just areas that there's a friction that's happening. Now, if you're out hiking or on a long trip and you begin to get a hot spot in your boot or on your belts, if you're with an experienced guy, they'll often ask you to let them know about the hot spot. The reason being, if you continue to hike with a hot spot in your boot, the hot spot will turn into a blister. If you continue to hike after the blister will eventually pop. Once the blister pops, if you happen to have a sock or other any other kind of bacterial ingredient in there, that can turn into an infection, and that can end the trip or your foot. So hot spots do not stop unless we do. Mm-hmm. And stopping before they reach those later stages of damage and infection and toxicity, it's important that we recognize and say, if we start to feel the rub, if we start to feel the friction, if we start to feel the heat, to not just accommodate or tolerate, but to really stop what you're doing and address the hot spot.
Yeah, I think that hot spots, as they happen inside of marriage relationships, they can start out as a smaller thing, and then they build on that. And as we have hot spots in our relationship, it even feel like we're circling the drain, like we keep coming back to the same issue over and over again. And at that point, when it starts to become a place of friction and it starts to become a sore, you have to ask, like, what is going on with both of us? What's happening inside of our marriage relationship? This is a time we need to stop and address the soreness. Like, what is happening? Maybe it's that we get counseling. Maybe we have someone else give us insight as to what is happening inside of our relationship. But if you wait until the very end where it's sore and it's open and there's bacteria that's gotten in, then you get infected by it. So we would say, as something starts to rub inside of your relationship, what is it that you should do? And asking God about what is happening inside of your marriage would be one of the first places that we would stop. But do you have any hot spots inside of your marriage relationship? This is 180 Topic.